Hurrah, hooray, it's Sunday. The seventh day of the week, folks. This is Yotto Daily, nourishing your ears each and every single day. Every single day, we play games, we hear facts, we tell jokes, or, like today, we get our pens and pencils out and we do some drawing. And if you were listening yesterday, you will know that this week in Britain, it is Science Week, a week to celebrate all things science. So, for my draw-along today, I'm going to draw a scientist. Yes, a scientist with experiments and test tubes and wild hair and other bits and bobs. If you like the sound of that and you'd like to join me drawing what I draw or drawing something similar anyway, then I will give you some time just to collect up your things, a piece of paper, pens, pencils, crayons, whatever you can find. And I'll see you after this short little bit of music. Hello again. Hopefully you are set up. You've got a bit of time, a bit of space, and a few pens and pencils and whatnot to do a bit of drawing with me now. Okie dokie. So, I'm going to draw a scientist stood behind a desk. Okay, so we're only going to see half of this person. So I'm going to start off by drawing a line towards the bottom of my page. My page is portrait, by the way, so the long sides are going up and the shorter ones across. And then, I guess, about a quarter of a way up the page, I'm just going to draw a line all the way across. That's the desk. That's the desk that this scientist is standing behind. So there we go. And then I'm going to draw the scientist. So we're seeing the top half of his body. Oh, and just to say, look, I did a thing on Friday about women in science. Science is for everybody. I encourage all girls and women to get into science because it is traditionally dominated by men and boys. But for this draw-along, I am going a bit stereotypical. I am going a bit traditional. I'm going to draw a kind of grey-haired, Einstein-type scientist. Okay, so here we go. So, body goes up, and then two arms coming out the side, and both arms are going to be out the side, pointing sideways, because in a moment I'm going to draw him gripping a couple of test tubes out there. So body goes up, arms out. Just the outline of the arms. I'm not worrying about the hands or what they're holding at the moment. And then I'm going back into the body and then I'm drawing his head. So, nice big head, round ears on the side, and I'm going to draw kind of big, wild, crazy grey hair coming out the top of his head. So it's jaggedy, up and down and up and down and up and down, there we go. As I say, that kind of Einstein image of a scientist that is so powerful. But again, all kinds of people get into science. There are scientists who look like all kinds of different people from all kinds of different parts of the world. This is a cartoon, just having a bit of fun. Okay, so now we need some goggles on. You've got to have safety goggles if you're doing a science experiment. So I'm drawing some goggles on the front of his head there. And just inside the goggles, you can see a couple of small eyes, round dots for the eyes. And then he's going to have quite a large nose coming down from those goggles. And then a big bushy moustache underneath that nose. A big hairy, jaggedy, grey moustache underneath his nose. Okie dokie. Good, looking good. Small mouth can just be glimpsed underneath that moustache. A little mouth there. And then a little bit of detail on the body. He's going to be wearing that kind of classic lab coat, the white lab coat. So I'm drawing the lapels of that, the bits where you do it up, essentially. So I'm just drawing that bit down there. The buttons along his lab coat. And then in the middle there, between where the lab coat is open, I'm going to draw a tie. He's a very traditional cartoon scientist. So there's a tie around his neck, a little knot of the tie, and then the tie running down. Again, you can only see half of his body. The desk is drawn right across there, and his legs will be underneath there somewhere. A little pocket on the lab coat as well, drawing a little pocket on the chest there, and inside that pocket maybe some lines just to show he's got a couple of pens in there. A couple of pens poked into that top pocket. Good. Okay, so then back to the arms and to the ends of the arms, where he's going to be clutching a couple of test tubes. So, starting with one on the left-hand side, this one's going to just be a classic test tube shape. So, a long cylinder with a bit of a curved bottom. But he's gripping it, so I'm drawing his fingers in a fist holding that tube, if that makes sense. The very traditional, ever sounds too complicated, or you're panicking, or I don't know what you're talking about, Jake, I can't do this. Don't worry, don't panic. There's no right or wrong answer in art. Just draw whatever you can, whatever you fancy. This is what I'm doing, and hopefully I'm describing it as well as I can. So there's the test tube poking out of his clenched hand, and then bubbling out the top of the test tube. There's some kind of liquid that's bubbling out, and there's little bubbles shooting out of that test tube. He's just added something in there that's made it react, and it's going blub, 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 blub. And then in the other hand, I'm going to draw something similar, but this is one of those test tubes that's got a kind of big round bottom to it. So it's not just a straight cylinder shape. So he's holding the neck of it. Again, hand in a fist shape. You can just draw the lines of the fingers then. Holding the neck of this test tube, and then underneath a big round bit full of liquid. Again, it's bubbling and spitting out of the top of the test tube. Couple of test tubes in his hands, one a slightly different shape, big round bottom to it. And you can make those liquids any colour you like, of course. Make them a nice bright green or bright red or bright purple or whatever you fancy. Who knows what's in there, what experiments he's been getting up to. Good stuff. So that's my main kind of bit there. The scientist holding his two test tubes behind the desk. He's got big, wild, grey, spiky hair, big bushy moustache, those goggles on and a lab coat on with a nice smart tie beneath. So now I just need to fill the picture out a little bit. Across the desk, I'm going to add lots more different test tubes and bottles and a Bunsen burner and things like that. So I'm going to have a few test tubes in a kind of holder, so they're being held in a kind of stand. I'll draw a long line for the stand. And then in that stand, I'm going to draw four different test tubes. Again, just cylinders with a rounded bottom. And maybe these ones have got lids on. I'm going to draw little corks in the top of them. But four different test tubes with four different liquids in. Again, you can make it nice and colourful. Each liquid can be a different colour. Make one pink, make one yellow, make one blue, whatever you fancy. And different levels of liquid. So just take a moment there to draw a few test tubes along the front of the desk in a stand. Super stuff. A couple more bottles of things with various liquids in now I'll draw dotted along the desk. Another one shaped like a ball, a big rounded one. Maybe one shaped more like a triangle. You know, have you seen those ones? They're like a triangle with the corners a bit curved. Draw one of those. Again, with all kinds of different chemicals and liquids and who knows what in there. This is definitely a chemistry teacher or lecturer or scientist or researcher of some kind. Super stuff. If you've got room on that desk, fill it in with a few more things. I might draw a book, a little notepad where my scientist has been making notes on his experiment. A little notepad with a pen down there. Yes, that works, I think. We could draw a little Bunsen burner, so there's a little flame. Maybe you've not seen a Bunsen burner before. You have to go into high school and places, I think, before you maybe come across those. But it's a long cylinder with a flame coming out the top for heating up liquids, heating up different things that you're experimenting with. So I'm going to draw that now. A bit like a candle, I guess. It's a candle that's always on, and there's a wire coming from it that will be pumping it with gas for it to continually have that flame going. So there's a bit of a Bunsen burner on the desk as well. My desk is looking pretty full now. It's got the test tubes and a couple of bottles and a book and a Bunsen burner. Definitely lots going on there. Maybe just to finish off, I might draw in the background on the wall behind my scientist a bit of a whiteboard or blackboard or whatever we call it, where he's done some experiments, some noting down with chalk or whiteboard marker or whatever it is. A few kind of diagrams and random words and equations on there to show that he's been thinking about some kind of very complicated scientific theory. Doesn't make any sense. I'm not trying to make it make sense. It just looks like somebody's been scribbling on there with different ideas and formulas. X over W equals Y, W9, whatever. Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying anything. Super stuff. Take some time now to finish off. Colour in any details you've missed. Make all the liquids nice and colourful. Colour in his tie. Colour in the hair, the glasses, whatever you need to. Take some time to finish off. Fill in some details. I'll keep stumm for a little bit. And I'll see you in a moment. Ah, there we go, folks. I'm happy with mine. Looking good. If you're happy with yours and you'd like to share it with me, then grown-ups need to head to Yotto Space. That is where you can upload all those pictures for me to take a look at. I love, 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 love seeing them. They do make me happy, absolutely. So, grown-ups, Yotto Space, where you can upload pictures if you'd like to. Super duper. Thank you very much for drawing along with me today on Yotto Daily on Sunday, the 10th of March, 2024. And if that is your birthday, I hope you have a really fabulous day. A massive, huge, happy, happy birthday to you. I hope it's spectacular. I hope your birthday is the best birthday you could ever imagine. Happy birthday to you. Yes, you, celebrating today. How about that? Other people with a birthday today? Well, there are singers Carrie Underwood and Emily Sande. They have a birthday today. Legendary Cameroonian footballer, soccer player Samuel Eto'o. It's his birthday today. And grown-ups, it's John Hamm, the actor John Hamm's birthday today as well. Okie dokie. Also, on this day, back in 1876, a little bit of maths. That is 148 years ago, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful telephone call. Oh, yes, indeed. The first time a voice was transmitted via a telephone wire from one place to another. Imagine that, guys, a world without even telephones. Well, on this day in 1876, 148 years ago, that all changed when Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful voice telephone call. How about that? Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have an incredible Sunday. I'll see you again for a mega, a magnificent, a marvellous Monday. See you then. Bye for now.